Good morning, it is 8:45, 97 on the Hill, Ron Stutz, and every Thursday we have this thing called This is Tourism, and the weekly feature on this show every Thursday morning made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. My guests influence the local impact of tourism in our community every single day. Joining us now, we have Doris Friend, co-chair of the Hillsborough Arts Council Board. Doris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Katie Murray is here. Katie is the director of the Orange County Arts Commission. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good morning.
Arts, that's an extremely important part of the economy in Orange County. We pride ourselves on it, and tourism is a major conduit. Can you tell us what that looks like and how it all plays out? Let me ask you that question, Katie. Tell us about arts in Orange County.
The arts are a major part of Orange County, like you said. It's about a $130 million industry for the county every year. We bring in about 2 million people for the arts, and one of the things that I find the most surprising, and other people do as well, is that more than half of those people are actually coming to events and happenings that are off campus. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the campus adds a huge sector of our creative economy here in Orange County, but we have a really thriving off-campus arts community as well. And in terms of comparing us to other communities nationwide, Orange County is at the top of counties that have a population comparable to ours.
Yeah.
And our three municipalities are all at the top of the list as well. So
we have so many great things going on
here.
We do. Great special events in addition to all the stuff that we have every day. Now, let me ask you this question, Doris. I know you know all about Hillsborough. So tell us some good dining and coffee options in Hillsborough these days.
Well, we are rich in coffee options and dining options. I mean, I kind of envision walking up and down Church Street, we've got Antonio's on the corner, we've got Panchudo, there's the infamous Saratoga Grill upstairs, Cup of Joe's, which is, you know, they've got that group of guys that hang out at their office every morning.
Home court.
Oh, there's Bandito's and Radius Pizza, so there are lots of dining options in Hillsborough.
Well, yeah. Just for the record, let me just say that I love going to downtown Hillsborough.
Well, isn't that great?
And my wife loves shopping there, too.
It's great.
One store in particular. So, at any rate, what about parking? And is Hillsborough family-friendly? I mean, lots of stuff for kids.
Absolutely. Parking, we've got that wonderful new parking deck just near the Weaver Street Grocery. Mm-hmm. That's free. And in terms of family events, we are rich in those as well. We've got the Handmade Parade coming up, which is definitely family friendly. And if listeners haven't been, this is not to be missed.
That is October 14th, by
October
the way.
14th,
so
with a rain date of the 20th, mm-hmm. the following Saturday. And there's then a big grand finale in River Park with food and drink and an opportunity to get up close to the big puppets. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun for kids.
Well, Katie, let me ask you about another special event coming up, which will last a while, Paint It Orange.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
So that is a plein air paint out, and plein air is essentially just a fancy French word for painting outside. And when I got here about 2 years ago, I was talking with the Hillsborough Arts Council. We were talking about ways we could fundraise, and I was like, well, I'm sure there's already a plein air paint out here, and there wasn't, and I was shocked, and so I was like, that is what we have to do. So essentially for 3 days, people come to our community. Last year, we had folks from 7 states mm-hmm. come to Orange County, and they spend 3 days painting the sites, whatever they choose to paint. And then on the third day, they come back and they submit their top 2 or 3 paintings. And we have an exhibit, and it's juried, and awards are given to the top paintings and the exhibit, and then those works of art hang for a month and are available for purchase, and they're all the places around Orange County that we love, the landscapes and historic sites like on campus, and a lot of Hillsborough is a painter's dream because of all the historic homes and mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a really cool event, and it's a great opportunity to purchase some art right before the holidays for some affordable prices as well.
Well, hopefully very soon artists will be able to paint a brand newly refurbished Colonial Inn.
Oh, no. But the ironic thing is they really love painting old rundown buildings. Mm-hmm. So last year, we had at least two or three of the Colonial Inn as it is right now. So they might be disappointed, but we won't.
Another big event that is coming and it's going to bring in thousands of people is the River Park Concert with the Wood Brothers headlining October 27th. Dornish, tell us about that.
Well, it's a big event. This is our second annual. Starts at 11:30. I think they're running buses from the Okanichee parking up to the River Park, and starts at 11:30 in the morning, runs through 7:30 in the evening, and I think then probably even after that. There'll be food trucks and a beer garden and lots of good music. Bring your blanket, bring your chair, have a great Saturday afternoon.
And Mayor Tom Stevens will no doubt be there with his hat on.
Yes, indeed.
And let me just ask you to stretch your imagination for just a moment, because there's always something going on in Hillsboro. Think for a moment, if you would, and I'm going to ask Katie this question. What is the best way, on a regular day, when there's nothing really special going on, what's the best way to make it a day in Hillsboro?
Oh, well, of course, just shopping and dining along Churton Street and West Hillsboro too, but especially Churton Street. You know, there are so many cool little shops in that area, great restaurants. One of my personal favorite shops is Carlisle and Lenny, which is the vintage jewelry shop, which is such a quirky little cool place, but you can get like really great things there. So I think, enjoying everything that's on Churton Street, I think getting down to the Riverwalk is such an asset to that community. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. You've got the Stickworks sculpture there by Patrick Doherty. There's just so many ways to just kind of kill
the
day.
Hotel?
Yeah, you could visit our new B Hotel in Gold Park, checking out the Orange Historical Museum. Mm-hmm. You know, they do a fabulous job of really showcasing the rich history of Hillsboro. There's so many things.
You could stay busy all day.
You really could. You could stay busy, a whole weekend if you wanted to, especially with all these events. And there's almost something every weekend going on. Art Walk, last Friday's Art Walk, that is like the exact, I've been in a lot of places where we did art walks, and some are better than others, but Hillsboro is like exactly what you want your art walk to look like.
Well, Hillsboro is a small town, but it never gets boring.
Nope.
Which is always cool. Well, Katie Murray is director of the Orange County Arts Commission. Doris Friend, co-chair of Hillsboro Arts Council Board. I'd like to thank both of you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
And go have some fun in Hillsboro.
We will.
Thank you for joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation with Doris and Katie. You can find our conversation and photos on demand at chapelboro.com later on in the day. Catch you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature. Thanks to our incredible partner, the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. It's 8:53. This is 97.9 The Hill.
These are the voices of tourism.
And it's amazing because when you first meet them, it's almost just like a stranger, but after two times, they treat you like family.
Yeah.
And that's what we are.
To see their faces and to know that we're in some way adding to a memory of being here in Chapel Hill and being here at the campus is just phenomenal.
15 minutes of arts events that were happening in our community that she was reading from.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to the Ron Stutz Show for This is Tourism.